turn to Hebrews chapter 11. How many of you are believing God for something that you haven't seen manifested yet? And you've been standing and doing your best to believe and to stand on the Word. To believe for something that you don't see yet. The Lord wants us to encourage us to continue. To continue. To not let up and let our faith be shipwrecked or aborted. But to continue. Now, you know, when you first start out, you might have the zeal of the Lord and you say, I'm going to believe. I know the Lord can do it. I'm going to believe the Lord for it. It may be strength. It may be someone's salvation. It may be more power in your life. It may be health. It may be a financial miracle that you need or increase of finances. It may be increase in any area, whatever it is. You know, there are many things that, there are several things I'm believing the Lord for, not just one. And He's able to do it all. Amen. He's more than able. And I want to point you to Jesus and to His greatness and His power. The greatness of our God. God is supreme. He has all authority. And we have no right to do things our own way. If we're going to please God, if we're going to operate in His power, if we're going to operate in His blessings and receive His blessings in our lives, then we have to do it His way, don't we? We can't make up our own way. So many people in the world, they try and they're not saved because they're going their own way. And they're on a fast train headed for a fiery hell. Because they think they can do their own thing and go their own way. But in the kingdom of God, it's not so. Now, we do have free wills. But if you're going to enjoy the good things of God and the blessings of God, you must do it His way. But His way is not hard. And His way is faith. It's the only way. It's the force God operates by. It is His modem of operation. It's the way He operates. Faith. No other way to get anything from God. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What are we believing God for? Let's take check of what we're believing God for. It might not be, one reason we might not be seeing it is it might not be His priority. It might not be what He wants. He's able to change your desires and give you the desires of your heart. His desires. That your will would be one with His. That's what we want because we'll never be happy seeking our own. The Lord has changed my desires. I used to want things that I don't want anymore. And He'll do the same for you. Faith is the substance. Substance. Stuff. Of things hoped for. That's things of the future that you don't see. What you're hoping for. What you desire. The evidence of things not seen. Well, what you're hoping for in the future is not seen. But also, there's a reality of faith that's now that's not seen. That is the kingdom of God, the heavenly realm, God Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the realm that the Bible says that if you're born again, you walk in that realm, but yet you don't see God. You don't see Jesus. You don't see the kingdom. You don't see heavenly places. You don't normally see the throne unless God gives you a vision, and I pray that He will. I pray He'll give you a vision of hell, and I pray He'll give you a vision of heaven and change your life. But normally we don't see these things, but they're not in the future. They're now. They're here now. The Bible says that we are now in heavenly places, that we are now raised to sit together with Him in heavenly places. Now, if you believe that, that's your faith. If you believe in God, that's your faith. That's your substance. Now, sometimes it seems like it's easy to say we believe in God, but you don't see Him. We started on this last week a little bit, and we take it for granted that in most of us, now, you know, maybe people, Jewish people, Muslim people, or infidels, heathens, they don't take this for granted. But Christians take it for granted that Jesus died on the cross, that he shed his blood, but none of us saw it. None of us saw the Spirit of God enter the virgin. None of us saw him be baptized in the Jordan, but yet we believe that, don't we? We believe that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that a dead man came back to life on the third day. We believe that because this book tells us so, and we believe it. And you believe it because the Spirit of God gave you the faith to believe it. Now, the same way the Spirit of God gave you the faith, faith is a gift, and to every man is given the measure. The same way that the Spirit of God gave you that faith to believe that God is real, to believe that Jesus died for your sins, to believe all of those things that we take for granted, the same way God gave you that faith is the same way he gives you the faith to believe every bit of his word. Why do we take part of it for granted and other parts are so hard to believe? When the Bible says that you were healed by the stripes he took on his back nearly 2,000 years ago, you didn't see it. You believe he died on the cross and shed his blood. You believe they beat him, don't you? The Bible says that by those stripes he was beaten with, by that blood that came forth out of his back, it says you were healed. You get healing the same time and the same way you get salvation. Not something different. Not something different. This teaching that if it's God's will to heal you is a lie from the pit of hell. It's not according to the Word of God. Because God tells us in His Word, and He won't deny His Word. He won't go against His own Word. He tells us it is His will for you to be healed. He tells us it's His will for you to prosper in every area of your life, spirit, soul, and body. It's His will for you to prosper in your spirit, to grow strong and walk in the power of God, walk in the gifts of the Spirit. That's His will for you, each one of you, not just the ministers. Each one of you children, each one of you older people. God's not limited by your body. That is His will because that's what He said. He said. As I said in Genesis chapter 1, God said 10 times, and God said. What happened when God said? It was. It was as He said, wasn't it? Whatever He said, that's what it was. Whatever He spoke, that's what happened. Whatever He said out of His mouth, then came the manifestation. God hasn't changed. He never will change. He never has changed. He still operates the same way, by His Word. And until you get into this Word and find out what He says and begin to believe it and begin to speak it with your mouth and operate in it as if it's so because He said it, you'll never go anywhere with God. And you cannot please Him if you don't do that. Go to verse 6. Well, let's read verse 3 real quick. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Everything you see out here was created by the Word of God.
Amen.
By what God spoke. By God, a being that you do not see. Yet you believe. You believe He created all this, don't you? Most of you do, if not all. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You did not see the substance of what made the world. When a seed is planted in the ground, you don't see how it brings forth a tree. Yet you believe if you plant a garden, you expect a harvest. God operates the same way. The seed is His Word. When you plant that Word in your heart, and when you speak that Word out of your mouth, and if you plant it into someone else, or if you plant it into whatever you're desiring or hoping for from God, you don't see how it comes to pass, but it will. Don't be discouraged when you don't see something overnight. You don't plant a watermelon seed and go out the next day and expect to have watermelons. You plant that seed and you have every confidence to believe. Now, if it's properly watered, and you're going to have to keep watering what you're believing God for. When you first start believing God, you may have the zeal, and you might say, oh yes, I believe God can do it, and yes, and you just feel so good about believing. Or maybe it's you're in church and you feel the anointing, and you say, yes, oh, I can believe God for that. I'm going to believe God for the salvation of my whole house, and I'm just going to believe that my children are preaching the gospel. And you just feel so full of power and so full of confidence and expectancy. And then you go home, and you may see your children on drugs, or maybe they're just off somewhere. You don't even know where they are, or whatever bad situation it is. What happens? Where does that zeal go? Where does that confidence go? You start taking into account what your eyes see. That's where the fight of faith comes in. That's where that seed is in the ground, and you don't see anything. But the same way that you believe God is real and you don't see Him, that's the same way that seed. If you will just have confidence in the almighty authority of God's Word, you see by creation, that's your proof. You have confidence, and the Bible says that they are without excuse because of the creation. You see the creation and you believe God did it. You don't know how. You didn't hear Him speak it. But you believe He did it by His Word. By His Word. Because the Word tells us He spoke by His Word. Why then is it so hard to believe for your healing or your prosperity or the salvation of your household or the salvation of your friends or whatever you need? Do you see? You can have the same confidence. If God said it in His Word, you can have it. You can have it. It doesn't matter if you don't see it. You can have confidence in His Word. You can have confidence in His power. So faith talks about things future and things that are here now, but that we don't see. And you believe those things. You have faith in those things. It's no harder to have faith in that future thing that you don't see. That's in the same verse. Faith is the substance of what you hope for, the evidence of what you don't see. Two parts to it. But it's still things unseen. God wants you to make a resolution today to persist in faith for what you're believing Him for until you see the full reward of the manifestation. It's easy to believe when you see things. But why don't we have more confidence in God and in His Word? He wants to do us good. He loves every one of us. And even He loved us before we loved Him. Thank God He did. He loves the ungodly. And the Lord showed me something yesterday, which is very simple. But, you know, after that seed is planted and then it comes up, sprouts up, takes some time to grow into a tree or whatever after its own kind. Just like you plant money seeds, they reproduce after their own kind. The Bible says so. You give, it'll be given to you. You're planting money seeds, you're going to get money. You plant prayer seeds, you'll get prayer. You plant faith seeds, you'll get faith. Whatever kind of seeds you plant, that's what you'll get. That's the harvest you'll get. Well, anyway, let's say it's an apple tree and it grows up, takes time before it produces fruit. Don't be discouraged when you see someone that says they're saved and you don't see any fruit. Maybe the Lord didn't see any fruit in you for a while. I was discouraged one time and the Lord gave me, He showed me a grapevine. You know how a grapevine looks in the wintertime? It's all gnarly and there are no leaves, there are no grapes. It's wintertime. But springtime comes. Harvest comes. So anyway, you've got this apple tree and it grows up, it takes time, and then it bears fruit because the seed is in the fruit. And then you will reproduce. It will reproduce after its kind. Then you plant it in others and they'll be saved, and on and on. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say just grow, but be fruitful and multiply. But it does take time. Don't be discouraged if you don't have fruit right now. Just keep on growing. Eventually, you'll bear fruit. And then you'll begin to feel the desire to reproduce. That seed in you, you'll want to minister it to others. Okay, now going down to verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's how important faith is. You say you're a Christian, or you say you love God, you say you want to please God, then you must work to increase your faith by planting the Word in you. It's the Word of God that brings faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word. No other way. It's the Word of God. So to please God, you got to get in the Word. You got to hear the Word to please God, to have faith. Not just hear the Word. The Word must be mixed with faith. The Word brings forth faith, and it just continues on and on like that. But if you just hear it and it goes in one ear and out the other, you're not really hearing it. You're not really hearing it. It's got to be planted like a seed into a good and honest heart. And then it will bring forth faith and you'll please God. There's no other way to please Him because that's the way He operates. You got to have it. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And we talked about that already. That's the part of faith that is present but unseen. The evidence of things not seen. That's the faith that's now that you believe that God is. And that He is a rewarder. It does not stop there. It says, and that you believe God is, and that you believe He rewards you if you diligently seek Him. You must diligently seek Him. It doesn't stop there. It's not enough to believe in God. The Bible says the demons believe and they tremble. They know who God is. They know He's real. They know who Jesus is. They cried out. When Jesus came to places, the demons cried out and said, oh, we know who You are, Son of God. Have You come to torment us before the time? It's not enough just to believe in God. And besides that, that word believe is not just like, well, I believe that it'll rain on Tuesday. No. That word believe means total reliance upon, confidence in. To put all your confidence. You know, like you're making a bet on something and you put all your money into it, or you sell everything you have to buy that pearl of great price. You give all for that one thing. That's total confidence. It's not easy to do that. You must have the help of the Holy Spirit. It's not easy to give up yourself, to put all that confidence in God and in His Word. It may be easy right now to say, I'm going to believe God for a certain thing. But tomorrow, that's when the test comes. When you don't see the thing that you're desiring, but you're still believing for what you don't see. The Lord wants us to be encouraged to make that resolution, to hold on to the Word, to hold on to it, to rely on the Word, even when we don't see it, to rely on it until He rewards us with the fulfillment of it. And He will always reward with the fulfillment of it if you hold on to it, because it's that faith that pleases Him. The power of the Word of God is revealed in creation. You see the creation, you believe God did it. That is proof of the power in His Word. This Word has power in it. And when you believe it, when you put your confidence in it, when you speak it out, it has the power to create just like it did in Genesis chapter 1, because God has not changed. And the creation is your proof. That's your proof. Isn't that wonderful that God gave us beautiful things to prove Himself to us? And He does many other things to prove Himself. He will constantly encourage you and do little things to give you confidence. If you're standing for something big and it doesn't happen all of a sudden, and you get a little discouraged, the Lord will do a little thing for you to say, come on now, just keep on going. I'm with you. If you'll allow Him, He'll encourage you. It is so glorious to have the Holy Spirit living in us every day and proving God's presence and His love and His goodness toward us every day. If you've never felt the anointing of the Spirit, I dare say you're not saved, because it's the witness of the Spirit that shows that we are, that proves God's presence and His working in our life. And we have no excuse, the Bible says, because we have creation that proves there's power in His Word. Now, you believe God created, and you believe in Jesus, and you believe He died for your sins. Can't you please believe that He loves you so much, that He wants you to have good things? He wants you to have His Spirit. He wants you to walk in His power. He wants you to walk in good health. He wants you to walk in prosperity. He wants you to be able to hear His voice. And some people say, oh, she's on that prosperity thing again. God cares. You know, He knows we have to operate by money in this world. And it's money that funds the preaching of the gospel. And God wants you to be a part so that you can be blessed. So that you can be blessed. You can't be blessed if you don't plant seeds. You can't get a harvest if you don't plant seeds. You must plant seeds. You know, you can plant one seed. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of money. You better give God His part of what you do have. Not because it's the law and we live by the law. We don't. You don't have to. But in order for you to be blessed, because He wants to bless you. Because when you plant a seed, how many seeds, how much fruit can one seed bring forth? You plant one watermelon seed. You plant one cucumber seed, one corn, one bean seed. How many beans do you get from one bean bush? A lot. You can get enough for, you know, maybe a couple of meals or to share with your neighbor. And the more seeds you plant, God said, if you give sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. You give one little seed, then you'll make one little bush. But then you have more seeds to plant, right? That's how you start. That's how God started with me several years ago when I had nothing. That's when He taught me how to prosper. When I had nothing, and He taught me to give, when a little bit came in, everything that came in, I started tithing off of it. 50 cents I tithed off of it. $5 I tithed off of it. And God continued to increase me because that's His Word. He's faithful to His Word if you obey it. So you plant two bean seeds, you get a lot more, and then you get more seeds to plant. And I've sort of gotten off the track, but it's really the same thing. It's all by faith. Faith in His Word. Because He said, and we have the proof of it in all of creation. We have the proof of it. And He so desires for us to live in His image and take dominion that He gave us, and man gave away, and Jesus bought it back. Amen. By His precious blood. His blood was shed for a reason. And we've got no right to disregard it. No right not to walk in all the good things that His blood was shed for us to have. His blood was shed for you to have the Holy Ghost so that you could grow and operate in these things and believe. That's what pleases God, when you believe. So you have the awareness of God by what you see and the faith that He gave you to believe. Therefore, you can have the assurance that He'll do everything else He said. He has not changed from Genesis 1. He has not changed. Most of the prophecies have been fulfilled. and He is not slack. He will fulfill everyone. And you have so much reason to believe God. So much. Because He is faithful. He's been faithful to His Word. And if you will just prove Him, try Him, decide that you're going to believe for something He said He wants you to have. He wants you to have health. Decide you're going to believe that. He will not let you down. You will never be ashamed if you believe God. Because He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Not just the first part. Not just the first part, believing that God is. You believe that. But we need to do the second part too. Not just the evidence of the heavenly realm that we don't see right now. But He's a fulfiller of all His Word. He is faithful and true. If we will but believe Him, He's pleased when you believe Him for great things and impossible things. Because you're saying God can do anything. And you're trusting in His mightiness when you believe for something impossible. He's pleased with that. So I encourage you to just stretch your faith. Whatever you're believing Him for, and you don't see it, continue on in that and believe Him for even greater things. You cannot please God without faith.